This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I am one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I guess I'm doing pretty well. You know, after being in hell.
Yeah. Boy.
Canonically, we went to hell.
Let me tell you, being in hell was hell. Actually, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it sucked.
It was fine.
It's annoying. Well, we got out.
That's actually, you don't hear that enough, that it's annoying. It's just very annoying down there.
Honestly, Tom, being annoyed by some little thing is often worse for me than, like, you know, being an actual pain.
Same here. That's what, down in hell, there was just a little guy who kept tapping me on the shoulder.
Yeah,
and I was like, hey,
Tom.
Hey, all right, man. He was just telling me to look at something. It's like, hey, look at this.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know, I saw it. Hey, Tom, look at this. Like, yeah, I got it, you little goblin. Get the hell out of here.
And me, there was this guy that was he's talking to me, pleasant guy, pleasant conversation.
Well, especially for hell.
He's chewing gum the whole time.
Oh man.
Yeah. So immediately.
Yeah. Well, luckily those Russian hikers threw that rope down that they were going to come down and explore, and they thought to bring the rope instead of just jumping down like us, and we were able to shimmy up it.
Someone right now is listening to this episode, and they're just somebody who is just like, oh, Bones. I would like to learn more about Bones.
Yeah, probably a big,
right? Totally normal thing to do.
A big fan of Fox's Bones.
Yeah. They're like, oh, are they going to talk about, was David Boreanaz in Bones?
David Boreanaz?
Was he?
Yeah, I think that was the guy in Bones.
And then the sister of a famous person.
Emily Deschanel, the sister of Zoe Deschanel.
Right.
David Boreanaz.
Boreanaz?
No, Boreanaz?
Boreanaz?
Boreanaz? Man, they had ridiculous names on this show. You know what his character's name was?
Bones?
Celie Booth.
Hmm.
And her name was Temperance Brennan.
Cool. I feel like all these, like, high concept procedurals, they all have weird names like that.
Yeah, I guess.
It's part of the fun.
Well, and I think also when you're doing shows like that, I mean, I'm thinking of like X-Files. Yeah, a guy's first name was Fox. I've never met anyone with the first name Fox in my life.
They only did that because it was on the Fox network.
Was it because of that? Like, it seemed a little too on the nose, but that's always what I assumed it was.
I feel like they pitched the show and they were like, this is a can't lose proposition. We'll go into Fox.
Right.
And they'll be like, well, we got to pick it up. The guy's name is the same as the name of our network.
Oh,
It must be Kismet.
This is
too wacky to be just a coincidence.
See, I'm seeing it as that they pitched the show and the executives in the room weren't interested. And then one of the guys in a moment of panic went, did I mention the lead character's name is Fox?
And Rupert Murdoch was like, oi.
Oi. Earlier in the week, they had tried. Did I mention the lead character's name is NBC? And that didn't really work out. But they hit a home run at the old Fox offices.
That concludes the us talking about the TV show Bones. Sorry, Boreanaz heads.
I was under the assumption that this entire episode was about the TV show Bones.
So somebody is tuning in, looking for some Bones talk, and what do they get? Two men talking about the time they went to hell.
Right. Like, boy, what did I sign up for here? Ay-yay-yay.
Tom, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing pretty good, Tim. I had a mildly frustrating situation earlier today where I...
You don't say.
Yeah. Well, I was back in our hometown out on Long Island today to I was going to say to wrap up loose ends. That's not what I was out there to do. Sounds like
that sounds dark, but it also sounds like very grown up,
right? Like I was, yeah, it could go either way. Wrap up loose ends sounds like, well, you know, I successfully got rid of the body, but I really gotta give the garage a deep clean just in case,
right?
Or it could just be, you know, yeah, I had to go sign some papers. But it wasn't either. I had to get my car inspected. I just wanted to go see my niece too. But
you did have to sign a paper or probably a screen or something.
I don't think I did actually. No, I was just given. I had to hand over a credit card, but I wasn't even asked to. No, I didn't. I paid in cash. That's probably why.
Ooh, shady.
Well, I figure you're at a, you know, like a what do you call that? Like a maintenance shop, a car shop,
service station.
You're at a service station. I think they appreciate cash for no other reason than they've got to pay that that fee on the credit cards when you scan a card. But also, it's like a, hey, look, if you don't want to tell Uncle Sam about this $75 I'm handing you, that's all right by me. None of my business.
I mean, if they're doing an inspection, they literally are telling the government that they did that work.
Well, but I also had an oil change. And look, Uncle Sam, in fact, I insist that he not know about when I've had my oil change. That's none of his business. Yeah. Don't tread on me.
When you handed the man the $20 for the oil change, did you say, be sure to evade taxes on this portion of it?
It was $35. Should I have only paid $20?
Would you get synthetic oil in there or something?
I don't know. I'll tell you this much, Tim. I insisted on a Fram filter. And and when I did, the guy said, that's all we got here. And that's how I knew it was a good shop.
Is that a true
story?
Yeah,
it's a true story. Wow. I mean, I didn't,
an inspiring
I didn't
story.
Insist, but I asked. I was like, hey, can I get a, do you have Fram here? Can I get a Fram oil filter? You know, if it's all the same to you. He's like, that's all we got. I was like, oh, okay. Nice. Well, even better.
He was lying to you. He was just like, yeah, sure, whatever, man. Actually, it's going to be $10 more. You cool with that? And you were like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
well, now I'm going to have to.
Then he underneath the desk, he made a jerk off motion to the so the guys in the shop would see.
Oh, that's
it.
Why they were all laughing. Oh, yeah. No, he probably thought like, oh, this guy knows cars. He's asking for a Fram filter.
Yeah, and you were covered in oil.
I was covered in oil because I had tried to do it earlier myself without any instruction. Figured how hard could it be?
When you pulled up, everything was screeching and smoke was coming out and there was all this popping.
Yeah, and I was like, also, I'm going to have to insist that you not use vegetable oil. That's what the last guy did. I think he screwed up the car. So that's why I was in town, to tie up loose ends. And I went to a bagel shop because, look, bagels are great, right? But you can't eat them too regularly because it's just a big, thick piece of bread.
I mean, I used to eat them 5 or 6 times a week.
Oh, absolutely. Me too, when I was a young man. But
that stinks. Not being young anymore. freaking stinks.
Well, we'll be talking about that tonight, Tim. But I decided, well, I gotta kill a half hour while this man's taking all the vegetable oil out of my gas tank. That was the other thing. I put in the gas tank. I didn't know.
How are you supposed to know? I thought the one hole.
Yeah,
was...
why you need all them holes? And the holes were under a flap in the front of the car. I didn't even know that was a thing. I thought that was solid steel under there.
Oh, no.
What if I got into an accident?
What do you mean?
What if I thought that was solid steel up there to protect me in case I ran into something.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that could protect you up there.
Like my...
Not really. Like crumble.
My new Fram filter, for example.
Yeah.
Not to imply that it can save your life, but it can't hurt. So I had a half hour to kill. So I walked over to the bank to get the said cash. Cause I don't think I've had cash on me in 6 months now with everything going on.
Yeah. Actually once in a while I'll go to the bank just to have some walking around.
Yeah. Well, with the election coming up, I decided this would be a good time to go to the bank and take all of my money out. But then I went to the bagel shop to get a bagel. And look, maybe the city's made me soft, Tim. But I don't like when you go into a bagel shop and they haven't marked what all the different cream cheeses are.
How would that make you soft?
That I'm just supposed to know from sight what all these different cream cheeses are. They had a dozen and a half cream cheeses and no signs in them.
Oh, you didn't like that? They didn't have signs. I mean, can't you tell from...
To a certain extent, but nowadays they got all kinds of crazy cream cheeses.
Here's a pro tip. You don't want to mess with most of it. You want either vegetable, scallion, or plain. Anything beyond that, look, it's not cycling out a lot. And then sometimes they have like chocolate chip and like who knows.
When I was a kid, I would get chocolate chip and it was gross, but I liked it. I will say so in the end, I did get scallion. However, there's another type of cream cheese out there that I feel like once I say it, I think you'll be like, oh yeah, that's pretty good. Jalapeno cream cheese.
Ah, yeah, that's pretty good.
See, I knew it. All right, Tim, we're talking about Bones this week and not the TV show.
No, we have talked about the TV show earlier.
Just to cover all of our bases in case somebody came here thinking they were going to get a show about Bones, the TV show.
You said the two main characters' names.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah, any fan of Bones would walk away satisfied. Now, to the... Are you all right over there?
Yeah.
To the listener at home, it's no longer Halloween month. But to us, now it is still Halloween month.
Yeah, for full disclosure, Tom, mm-hmm. we're recording this earlier than normal.
Yeah, a couple of days.
Because somebody's going on a tropical vacation.
I'm going out of state.
Yeah, to where? Bermuda?
No, not
Bahamas.
Come on, pretty mama. You know that's not where I'm going. I'm going to
Key Largo.
I'm going to
Montego.
Baby, why don't we go? I'm going to Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
We had to record a little bit early.
It's October 27th as we. I feel like it's important that we say this date too.
Why?
Because I feel like. I don't know, it's a big week coming up.
Yeah.
I just feel like either way, you know, I don't want people being like, and this is the attitude they had at this point.
Our show comes
out
on Sunday night. Nothing's going to happen. I'm sure something crazy is going to happen before Sunday, but
100 crazy things are going to happen before Sunday night.
But the important thing is that it's still Halloween month. And actually, if you're on our Patreon tier where you get early episodes, it might still be Halloween month for you. So I apologize to you as well. But it's still Halloween month, and I thought we should talk about Bones.
Still Halloween month to us.
I thought we should talk about Bones, because we did
hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still Halloween month to us.
Tim is singing the song Still Rock and Roll to Me by William Joel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's still Halloween month to us. We considered doing an episode about skeletons, but then you said your scary name was Skeletim, and it was like, well, that's going to be too confusing.
It's a conflict of interest.
But the other big reason, why we decided to do Bones was, guess what I broke this past week? A bone.
Wind.
Oh, I broke wind probably thousands of times, but I broke a bone just one time.
Tom, now here's, I just want to say this before you get into this story. I saw from Instagram that you broke a bone.
Yes.
I don't know anything else about it.
Right. You refused to talk to me personally.
I recused myself from our pre-show chat.
A good friend of yours has injured themselves and you just go, next.
No, like any good.
Let me swipe right, see what's next in Instagram here. Something.
Now, what I think like a podcaster, Tom. I'm a regular Ira Glass. The gears start turning, and I'm just like, oh no, this is content. This is fodder for a great American story.
Right. So let me not make sure Tom's all right.
I mean, you're fine.
What if I was on my deathbed at the hospital posting that? What if it?
I got no answer for
what
that.
What if it turned out, you know, the doctor came in and they were like, "We don't know how to tell you this, Mr. Reynolds, but you know that thing where when a horse breaks its leg, we have to shoot it in the head. You have that for your thumb."
What do you think that thing is?
They can't put their bones back because they'll get kicked. Maybe, I don't know. No, I think it's like when horses break their legs. Look, this isn't gonna sound right, but I think they're I think something happens that their blood goes backwards, something like that. It screws up the flow of blood, and that's why they have to put it down.
No, it's just that it's no use to anybody.
No, it's that, and like, it's incredibly painful for the horse, and like it will never heal right. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, and like, they're not gonna. Yeah.
And not just like it'll never heal right. It won't be able to run again. It's like, no, it'll just always like it won't be able to sleep standing up. You know, and eventually the horse will go crazy, not able to sleep.
And yeah. And the blood, not to mention the blood flowing backwards.
Yeah. That's a whole other problem to worry about.
But we're not talking about horse skeletons this week. We're talking about human skeletons. Look, there's nothing inherently scary or frightening about bones.
Well, it's just a reminder of death.
Why is it a reminder of death?
Because that's what we all look like eventually, bones.
Yeah, but we're also all bones our whole life.
Yeah, but you don't see bones in real life. But if you...
A celebration of bones is just as much a celebration of life as it is death.
If you're doing your life right, you're going to see very few skeletons. Day to day. If you're seeing a lot of...
Say that to a biology teacher,
If you're
Tom.
Seeing a lot of skeletons, then you got to find a new line of work. Look, biology teachers...
Say that to a chiropractor.
Chiropractors say that to aren't supposed to be seeing bones in their day to day.
Say that to an x-ray technician, Tom.
Oh, that, yeah, you know what? But those aren't like real pictures of bones.
What do you mean?
They're not in color. A lot of times,
bones are in black and white themselves.
Yeah, but the bones aren't white in a picture. Not 100% white like they would be in real life.
If you hold it up to like a white wall, they are.
Nah, it's still got like a tint to it. I don't buy it. Hmm. Anyway, yeah. You shouldn't see very many bones in your day-to-day life. That's why bones are scary. If you see bones, like if you go into a basement and there's a bunch of skeletons and they're real skeletons, you're in danger. It's not, somebody's not going to come along and say, oh, that's just a celebration of life down there in my basement full of skeletons.
Well, in that case, no, but I'm just saying, like, maybe seeing bones, but the idea of bones... Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be scary. Well, we're bones, you know what, Tim?
To be honest with you, I don't think it is that scary.
All right. Look, I'm glad we can agree on this. This is the official Complete Guide to Everything stance. Bones aren't actually that scary.
Yeah. Which means they're still a little bit scary.
In certain contexts, but anything is scary in a certain context.
Ice cream?
Yeah.
If you're lactose intolerant. You said ice cream and it made me mistalk.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tim, yeah, I broke a bone this week. And literally the day before, I was bragging about never having broken a bone.
Really?
Yeah.
To whom?
To my girlfriend.
What a weird brag. Hey, weird flex, huh?
Yeah. So I don't know if it was karma or something like that.
What was the context in which you were bragging about not having broken a bone?
I think it was apropos of nothing, probably.
Isn't that indicative of a boring life?
Maybe a life well...
A coward's life.
No, not a coward's life.
A man who's never put himself out there. Who's never really gone for it.
Before this, Tim, I thought I might have unbreakable disease. So you have...
Turns out you're a regular Mr. Glass.
Yeah, so you have to think about how damaging that was to my psyche to learn that I'm not, in fact, unbreakable.
It's one of the many ways you're not at all like Bruce Willis, your
well,
hero.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Do you want to hear how I broke my bone?
Yeah.
And let me, well, I'll talk about it later. I have broken bones before.
You were lying to your girlfriend to look tough?
I've broken toes before.
Oh, you recently broke a toe.
Yeah, like, yeah, I think, was it during quarantine? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it was like 3 months ago.
Yeah, I broke.
Well, how did your girl, did she call you on that?
I said I haven't broken any bones except for the times I've broken my toe.
The times?
Yeah. Well, the one...
This is the dumbest prank ever.
The one bone I broke, or the toe I broke it and it hurt so bad. And then it was just about healed and I broke it again the same exact way, walking into my bedpost. And it hurt even more the second time.
Well, yeah, I mean.
But that's like when you break, you know, I think both cases, it was like my little toe, the piggy that ran all the way home.
Yeah, wee, all the way home.
And there's kind of nothing you can do for that. You can like tape it to the other toe, but that's about it. They're not going to.
Was it actually broken?
Yeah. But
do you know, did you get an x-ray?
I didn't get an x-ray, but like everything I looked up, it was like, yeah, that's broken. And there's really not much you can do about it other than, you know, try and keep it immobile. So that's what I did.
Right. That must have been easy for you.
It was up until I broke it again. So Saturday night, I broke my thumb. Because there was a bug on the ceiling that my girlfriend had asked me to squish. And me, being a very brave, daring man, said, yeah, I'll do that. And I went in to squish it. And when I went to squish it, it flew away. And I was like, oh, no, I didn't know it had that ability. It didn't look like that kind of a bug.
Right, right. That's the worst when that happens.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's so surprising, and then you feel like a dummy for being like,
Yeah.
How did I not expect it was going to fly away? And then it's also like, what kind of bugs do I have in my house?
Well,
how am I living?
This was also like a very, very tiny bug. Like the type of bug that when she called me in to take care of it, I was like, are you serious? And she was like, yeah, I'm kind of just kidding. Like, you don't have to. I was like, no, I'll get it.
Some joke ends in a tragedy.
Well, that's what I was screaming at her later. The tears streaming down my eyes. Some joke. I hope you're laughing now. I hope this is very funny to you. But so I went to get it and it flew away. And then I was like, ooh, this bug thinks it's got the upper hand on me. It thinks, ha, this sucker doesn't know I can fly. So I went to get it again. And this time I was like, I'm going to be fast and I'm going to jump at the same time that I go to smash it. And I misjudged how hard I would and fast I would have to put my hand up compared to how high off the ground I would be after I jumped. And so I smashed my hand into the ceiling, immediately heard like a pop, like a loud pop. And it hurt real, real bad. And I just like, you know, held it and like went inside going like, went into the living room just going like, ah. And I was like, that.
Did you cry?
No. But I was like, that really hurt. That hurt a lot. And I was like, I'm not, you know, that wasn't like, oh, I knocked it or whatever. It was like, that hurt. So then, like, she was like, all right, went to bed. And then,
sounds like a good situation you got going over there.
A few minutes later, I'm like, still hurting. And then I go look at it, and I'm like, the part right where my thumb hurts, there's a big dent.
A dent?
Yeah, like a dent in the top of my thumb. I was like, well,
I didn't know that could happen.
Yeah, I was like, well, that doesn't seem, I don't remember my thumb being dented before. And I was like, well, maybe it's, you know, maybe something's just out of place and I can fix it. So I did that by pulling my thumb out and that hurt so bad I almost passed out. And then
you've had a bad run lately, Tom.
I know. That's so then, you know, I was like, yeah, you know, look at this. I think, I went back into the bedroom. I was like, hey, can you, I think I might've broken my thumb. Can I get a second opinion on this?
Tom, you have to go to doctors for a first and second opinion. You're diagnosing broken bones far too frequently.
Well, so that was thing. I was like, well, let's get a third opinion. And now, mind you, this is 11:30 at night on a Saturday.
Party time.
Yeah. Everybody's out partying. Everybody's at the club. So I'm like, all right, let me see if there's an urgent care center. They don't have that in like other countries, do they? The idea of like an urgent care center, or do they?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly not one that you can go to on Saturday night at 11:30 and spend your entire life savings in 1 hour.
Well, so that's why I didn't go to an emergency room, because they'll just charge you whatever they want to charge you. I mean, I guess urgent care will too, but I hope my insurance covered this trip. I don't know yet. Ugh. But
love that. Roll the dice.
Well,
urgent medical need.
Well, then even when I left, I was like, do you guys need anything else from me? And they're like, nah, because it's basically like, we'll make up what we're going to charge you. And then we'll send it to you, you know, like 2 months from now, out of the blue. But I was like, I'm fine. This hurts a lot, but it's fine. And then I was looking it up, and this important thing to know about bones, Tim, that I didn't know this, specifically with thumb bones. Like, I was like, you know, looked up what to do, and every single source that I found said you have to get medical attention right away. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And the reason is that I guess a lot of the bones in your thumb if they aren't set quickly enough. It's like impossible to set them again. Like, you know, if it's not set and your finger starts swelling to the point where the bone can't be reset, then it's just like, oh, well, now that bone's going to be out of alignment forever. It's just going to fuse back together like that.
Can't you just break it again?
Yeah, if you want to look, first off, no, I don't want to break it again. That hurts. And also, I think it's pretty hard to break. I should also mention, I don't think I mentioned this. I broke my thumb in the, what do you call these parts of your finger? Like the little individual parts.
Oh, hold on. you're talking about.
Are you getting a medical textbook out, Tim?
No, I'm getting a book about card magic.
Okay.
And in this, you see, what does this say here, Tom? Read it.
It's a map of the hands.
Yeah, it's a map of the hands. It is a diagram. Huh. And so this is the tip. This is the outside of the phalanx.
Yeah, phalanx.
Phalanx.
Yeah. That's the part that I broke. So, you know, basically the tip of my thumb I broke. Like the smallest bone in the thumb, I would assume.
The outer phalanx of your thumb.
Yeah, that's the one that I snapped in half like a, I don't know, like a twig.
Wait, like vertically?
Yeah. No, not vertically, horizontally. Mm-hmm. Well, horizontally,
that'd be weird.
I guess it depends on how you're looking at them. If I'm giving you the thumbs up.
If I'm giving you the thumbs up, it's horizontal.
Horizontal from there, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, that was where I broke it. And I don't know. I couldn't find it. I really didn't want to go to the doctor or anything, but everything said I should. So I went to the urgent care at, you know, freaking 11:30 at night on a Saturday night in the middle of a pandemic.
Were you drunk?
No, I had had a couple of drinks before I smashed my hand. That might have played into it. But definitely not that. I had like two drinks. I had few enough drinks that I was able to drive myself to the urgent care.
Well, that's
well,
nuts.
Few enough being like two, and the last one had been over an hour ago. So like I wasn't drunk at all. And if anything, breaking my thumb sobered me up real quick.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah.
Did your girlfriend accompany you?
She did. I insisted that she not. But she did, because, you know, I go to an urgent care in the middle of a pandemic, like, you know, where people are going to get tested to see if they have.
I mean, I've done it a few times. It's fine.
Yeah, if you're going to get tested, sure. But it's like, I'm not going to get tested for that. I'm going for a different problem. And also, like, I don't want to bring somebody else that's, you know, but I guess if I caught it, I'd give it to her anyway. Not that I'm not intentionally, of course. This episode of The Complete Guide to Everything is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tim, you ever have something you really need to get off your chest?
Constantly, Tom.
Constantly? You're just walking around, you want to tell people you hate them or you love them or you know where the treasure is buried.
Interesting you went negative first, but yeah, no, there's a lot of things.
Love, second. And then the treasure, that's also
the positive. Treasure is the wild card.
It could be good or it could be bad. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. As everybody knows, we're big proponents of therapy on this podcast.
Love it.
We think it's something anyone can benefit from. It's not just people who've been through traumatic experiences or going through a rough patch. Even if you're doing good, maybe you can do better. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/completeguide today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/completeguide.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right, Tim. So anyway, yeah, I was at the, I went to the urgent care. They were like, huh? It was pretty easy, to be honest. Like, I was pretty much in and out. And yeah, they did the old x-rays. I had to hold my hand in a bunch of weird ways for them to, like, get you know, all the angles.
Now, were you upset about that? Did you think that was some sort of weird perverted thing they were doing?
Well, I don't know why I had to take all my clothes off. It was just my thumb that they needed the x-rays of. But they insisted.
You're like, you're not going to take those x-rays home with you, are you?
I said that to them?
Yeah.
No, I should have. Because I saw the guy putting them in his briefcase.
Yeah.
And I was like, you have to look at them. What do you have to look at? I thought you already gave the diagnosis. He's like, well, I'm going to get a second opinion.
A doctor is getting a second opinion. And weird.
So he told me, though, he was like, you know, when he came to deliver the bad news that I did indeed break my thumb. Because that was the thing, too. I hate going to anything to do with medicine, any kind of medical thing. Because I'm like, I'm in there, I'm like, I think I broke my thumb. And I always feel like people, if you go in and, like, already have a diagnosis, they're like, let us figure that out, pal. So after the first person that happened with, I was like, I don't know if I broke it or fractured it, but I hit it really hard and it hurts. So I was actually kind of glad when they brought me back in. He was like, I got bad news. You did break your thumb. And I was kind of like, that's good news. Like, if I found out that I came here in the middle of the night and I didn't, that's just like, oh, no, if you just went to bed, it would have been fine tomorrow.
Right.
I would have been pissed.
But also then you wouldn't have had to, like, put a thing on your thumb or whatever.
Right. So then he was like, but the good news is that, like, it's not out of place or whatever. It's not really, like, dislodged or anything. Like, it's a nice, clean break, and everything's lined up.
Hey, nice job, Tom.
Well, so I thought, like, I think I was still kind of defensive, like, you know, because it almost sounded like a...
Why were you defensive at all?
I get very defensive, Tim. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, this guy's like, oh, yeah, it's clean break. Why did you even come here? So I told him, I was like, when at first...
Wait, did he even... Why did you even come here? You broke your thumb and you went to the doctor. He did not take that attitude. This was all in your head. This is a fascinating view into your psyche.
You're getting an x-ray of my cranium. So... I told him, again, I was defensive, kind of like, no, it was all fucked up, man. I was like, right after I did it, this part of my thumb, because he was showing me, like, here's where it is. I'm like, oh, that's where it really hurts. And that's that part of my thumb, after it happened, it was dented. It was like there was an indent there. And he's like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah. But then I pulled it out. And he's like, you pulled it out? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, you reset the bone then. That would be incredibly painful. And I was like, it was incredibly painful. Like, all right, I just...
Was he like, bro, you are tough. You might be the toughest patient I've ever had.
You know what he did? He didn't say you might be. He said, you are the toughest patient.
Wow.
And not just he's ever had, that that facility's ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, you're buttering me up. And he's like, I wouldn't butter you up because you might hurt yourself again. Because to allude to your
slip on the butter, yeah.
To allude to your point that you made earlier, you know, what was that? Less than a month ago, I got gout.
Yeah.
And that was the thing too. Like,
did you tell him about the gout?
Yeah, because they're, you know, they go over your medical history and they're like, you know, have you ever done this? You ever done that? You ever have this? And I had,
did they ask about gout specifically?
Well, no, but actually I'm just remembering that I had like a telemedicine visit with just like, you know, regular doctor for like, my asthma inhaler, but it was a new doctor. So they're running through all the questions and she's like, have you ever had a alcohol or drug problem? I'm like, no. And she's like, really? I'm like, what? No. Yeah, no, I haven't. She's like, you've never drank in your life? I'm like, no, that's not what you asked. I didn't. Yeah, I drink occasionally, but I've never had an alcohol problem.
I don't know if that's true.
So anyway, yeah, they were asking me, like, have you ever, you know, you ever have any surgeries, you know, any chronic health problems we should know about, other medications you're on? And then at the very end, she was like, anything else we need to know about? I was like, oh, I had gout like 3 weeks ago. And I just kind of got a look from them like, what the hell does that have to do with this? But I was like,
yeah, they were like, well, we're talking bones here. Actually, I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking. It's in your bones.
Hurting the bones, I guess.
It's in like your joints is where it happens. It's like, I don't know, man. I'm telling you, I got a problem with an extremity. And a few weeks ago.
First of all, I think you, again, misinterpreted the look. Second of all.
It was a double take, Tim. It was clear as day. And on the second take, they went, whoa?
If they didn't care that you had gout because that was irrelevant, why wouldn't they narrow their question a little bit to be like, hey, anything happened to the bones in your hand recently?
Yeah, I don't know. The thing, when I told them I had gout, Tim, it went over like a lead balloon.
Were you hoping they'd be impressed?
No, but you could have heard a pin drop. There was nothing. It was like a record scratch. Like, why would you bring that up?
Well, it is kind of a gross disease.
Yeah, I know, but they're doctors. They see, oh God, this guy came in right after me. Like
maybe they were like, ugh, feet, gross.
Well, this guy came in as I was waiting in the waiting room, but like waiting for the X-rays to get looked at. Impossibly old man, and he came in and he didn't speak English that well. And he was like, I have a pimple on my foot. And they're like, you have a pimple on your foot? And then they were like, oh, a blister? And he's like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, what kind of blister is going on that this guy walked in here at midnight on a Saturday? Like, what kind of fresh hell are they about to witness when he takes his shoes off? So
you didn't stick around to see? Well, did you ask if you could come into the exam room? Also, that seems like a situation where that man might have had his shoe half off by the time he walked in the door.
Yeah.
Like, I want to show you this.
Well, he
right,
was
like right
yeah,
now,
I mean,
you're
he
in
was
the
like,
lobby.
I think he did have his shoe half off, or maybe he didn't even have a shoe on, maybe just a sock. But I know I didn't want to see that. But my point being, why would they get grossed out if I'm just saying I had gout? And then, I'll tell you what, if that grossed them out, then that nurse was in for a bad night when she came back out to take the next patient.
Started puking. Did you feel, let me ask you this, did you feel like you were going in there almost midnight on a Saturday night that you were like, oh man, I'm really wasting their time. They have better things they could be doing.
No.
It's Saturday night. That's the way I would feel without like even knowing that like this is the shift that they're on.
Yeah.
They're going to be here whether or not I'm here. I'd be like, oh, it's Saturday night. I can't believe, you know, they probably have families. They probably have things they want to be doing.
That was the other thing that like the doctor came in and it was one of these cool young doctors like Doogie Howser. And
Tom,
what?
That just That just means you're old.
I know. It was a guy.
Do you remember the first doctor you ever saw that was younger than you? It's jarring.
Yeah. No, not that, like, obviously, like, younger than me.
I'm always like, you're not that smart. I could have been a doctor.
I know more than you. But that was the case with this guy. Like, you know, he's wearing, like, a t-shirt, and he's like, oh, hey, man, so what's going on today, bro? I'm like, oh, talk to me like a doctor. Put on a fake beard or something.
There's a 50% chance this conversation is going to bankrupt me. So can you at least act as professional as possible?
Yeah, let me try and get my money's worth here. So then they gave me a splint to put on it, but they gave me like a full finger splint, and this isn't a full finger; it's a thumb. So for the first like day, I had this like giant thing on my thumb. I could barely even move my thumb.
That's the idea, Tom. You're not supposed to move the thumb.
No, I mean, I couldn't. Parts of my thumb that were fine were immobilized. Like my thumb was stuck out the entire time. But then you can see, Tim, I got a new one, and it's fine. It does the trick.
Where'd you get the new one? Did you install it yourself?
Did I install it on my hand myself? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you get it? A Duane Reade?
Walgreens? A CVS. Yeah. They didn't sell this by itself. They sold this one and a big full-size one together. That's the only way you could buy them. Haggling with the cashier. And they wouldn't move an inch on the price.
They're really not empowered to break up.
Well, look, Tim, medical equipment. If you want the big one, I can make you a deal. Because you're a friend, I can give you the friend discount on it.
Sounds good. How much?
$7.
All right, I'm in. Yeah. I'm getting off easy here. I'm sure you're making a hefty profit.
You fool, Tim.
I don't need a little one.
You buying this for $7? Guess how much the thumb one just cost me? Cost me $0 now. I got it for free. And once I'm done with it, and I go back to CVS to sell it back to them, then I've made a profit.
You broke your thumb and you broke a toe twice in the last 3 months.
Yes.
And those never broke another bone.
No, I've never broken another bone. You've broken your clavicle, you mentioned recently.
My collarbone, yeah. I fell out of bed when I was like 3 or 4 and I woke up and I think I went into my parents' room and was like crying or whatever and sure make fun of me for crying.
Well, they were probably used to it. They were like, oh,
I didn't really wake up crying.
Tim's in here crying again.
Nah, I didn't really do that much. But they took me to the emergency room, and because I was so young and it's a broken bone, they like had to take my parents out of the room and like ask me what happened to
right,
it. But it was also the middle of the night, and I was 3 years old, and I had a broken collarbone.
Yeah, like, just fix it. I'll tell you anything you want.
Yeah.
Did they start pressing on the brake to get you to talk?
Yeah. They're like, we know what happened. Just say it. Which I was like, I don't see why you're furthering my trauma here. But
they were like, well, it can all be over if you just start telling us what happened, Tim.
Yeah. And so I had my arm in a sling for a while. I had to, I don't know why they did this. And I think they did this because
I had to wear
psychologically
a diaper for 2 years.
No, I think they psychologically thought this measure helped me, but it just kind of made me feel like an asshole. I had a bed that had another bed under it that like pulled out and you could pop up.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like a hideaway bed thing. And they just pulled that out and put it next to my bed for like, in my mind, the next like 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
So it was
so
probably like
fall
a week
out
or
of
so.
It again.
Yeah, but like I wasn't worried about, like I, in my 3 years or 4 years on Earth, I'd only fallen out of bed the one time. I wonder what the hell happened, how I fell out of bed. But, like, I wasn't afraid it was going to happen again.
Well, I don't think they were necessarily like, this will make a little Timmy feel more reassured. I bet they were like, look, I'm not going back to that. If this kid breaks his clavicle again, they're going to take him away from us. So,
yeah.
So let's cut our losses here and pull out the other bed. I told you then, I fell out of my bed because I had a spaceship tent on my bed and I rolled out of the bed. When I was a kid, I was like one of those, like, just like moved a lot in my sleep. And I rolled out of bed and the tent came with me and I woke up screaming because I was just like trapped in this, nylon death trap. And then I was.
That's cool that you had a tent on your
bed. I know. And then I wasn't allowed to have it anymore after that.
That sucks. That incentivizes kids to not report these things.
Not report spaceship 10 accidents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time I would have known. Yeah, I would have just swept it under the rug.
We had a friend, Tom. You and I had a mutual friend, who had a tent. Like, I went over there when I was a little kid, and he had a tent on his bed, but it was like a G.I. Joe tent or an army tent or something. And I was like, I don't want to pretend like I'm in the army. That seems like I don't want to pretend like, well, here I am at war.
Yeah,
like,
sleeping in a tent. Yeah. Mortar shells landing all around me.
Yeah.
Tim, I was doing some research about bones, and I was surprised to learn that clavicles are one of the most common bones to break.
Really?
They say it's because of its shape and placement that it makes it more vulnerable to breaks.
Yeah, I see. I feel like if you fall, like,
yeah,
it's also like it's, not like your, if you hit your shoulder seems sturdier.
Well,
than,
yeah,
than
your
this
your
little,
clavicle's
little.
Big first off, and then yeah, it's kind of thin, so it's kind of like you hit your clavicle there. Yeah, your shoulder, there's other places for the force to go, but not the old clavicle. An estimated 50% of all broken bones in adults occur in the arms. And broken.
Tom, I have a controversial opinion about bones.
Okay, go ahead.
We have too many of them.
Well, did you know this, Tim, that we have 206 bones, but when you're born, you have 300 bones?
Yeah, this is why I don't trust babies. No. Yeah, because like a lot of
Could
the bones
imagine,
fuse together.
Yeah, but looking at an infant, if you were looking at an infant and somebody asks you, like, how many bones do you think that infant has? I'd be like, oh, I don't know, 6? Maybe 8?
I would think 0.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, let me pick it up and, move it around a bit. Yeah, no, I don't think there are any bones in here at all. It feels pretty loose.
You can actually just take your hand and, small enough infant, you just mold it into a little ball.
Right.
They have so many bones, it's fine.
Yeah. Roll
it down the hall.
But that's crazy. 300 bones and then a bunch of them fuse together and you wind up with 206 bones.
When you were a little kid and then like there was a new baby in the family, like a new cousin or something, did you get warned incessantly never to touch the head?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because the head would... Yeah.
And to support the neck.
Yeah, I mean, to this day, I won't go near a baby that's less than a year old.
Oh,
like, I don't want to be in the same room
as
it.
That was like when my niece was born. That was my thing where it's just like,
keep me the hell away from this thing.
Well, I wanted to hold her, but it was like, I'm going to sit in a big chair and we're going to put pillows on both sides of me. And I'm just going to like get in the position and then somebody else will lay the baby on me. And then when I'm done, I will call somebody to take the baby off me, and it will require.
Yeah, I'm
no
not
going to
be the guy that
my
screws
part.
This thing up. Yeah.
So, other bone facts: 54 bones are in each hand, which means between your two hands, that's most of your bones.
Yeah, it's more than half your bones.
Somebody comes, they chop off both your hands. They chopped off half your damn bones.
That's why you need to get revenge.
Right. I mean, can you imagine, like, if you heard, like if somebody came to me and they're like, oh, did you hear what happened to Tim? And I was like, no. And they were like, He lost half the bones in his body. Like, oh my God. So what is he doing? Is he just like a jello-y mess? And they're like, no, he got his hands, you know, caught in the gears or whatever, and they got ripped off. They're like, oh, he just lost his hands. You made it sound like...
That would still not be cool.
Yeah, I don't know. But if you lost like half the bones in your body, I'd be like, Tom, did he lose that weren't connected to each other, so there's just like random bones missing?
Tom, you told a 45-minute story about how you slightly broke a small bone in your thumb, in your non-dominant hand. And then the way that you would react to me losing both of my hands is like, oh, is that it?
If they got caught in gears. Well, I'm not saying...
What are you even telling me about
I'm
this
not
for?
I'm saying, is that it? I'm just saying, compared to if somebody broke the news to me that Tim's lost half the bones in his body.
What? Who's gonna phrase it that way?
Maybe a doctor. Jesus. Maybe I walk in on there's some accident that you've been involved in involving some gears or whatever. And there's just so much blood. I don't know what happened. So I bring you to the hospital. I'm waiting in the waiting room. I'm covered in blood. And then they come out and they're like, we have good news and bad news. He's alive, but he's lost more than half the bones in his body.
Yeah. You know what? That's a good way to, you know, you want to, it's kind of the under-promise, over-deliver situation.
Exactly.
If a doctor comes out to a worried loved one mm-hmm. in the waiting room, you want to make it sound worse than it is.
Right.
That way,
I think that's what they teach in medical school. Under-promise, over-deliver. Unfortunately, your loved one is dead. And then you come back.
Handsome, dead handsome.
No, you say they're dead, but then you come back and you're like, did I say they were dead? They're just brain dead. And then they're oh, well, I guess that's better. You know, whereas normally that would be
pumping.
Horrible news to get. But you also brought up, I just want to mention this too, that you said it's not my dominant hand. And I want to remind you, Tim, that both my hands are dominant.
You claim to be ambidextrous.
No, I don't claim to be ambidextrous. I'm mixed dominant.
Right. So one hand, you know, each hand is
one hand
than a normal person's dominant.
One hand scratches the other, if you know what I mean.
Is that a gross thing?
No, it's just they take care of each other. But they're like, you know, they asked me, I broke the thumb in my right hand. And they asked me, what hand do you use to write? And I'm like, I use my left hand to write. And they're like, oh, well, then you're fine. And it's like, no, but I use my right hand for literally everything else. Yeah. Tim did the jerk off motion.
What?
but I'll tell you what, Tim, if you're going to be disgusting like that, I use my right hand to
yeah, I wasn't being to you.
I use my
up.
Right hand to
Oh, God, he's a lowbrow idiot.
To wipe my butt, Tim. And now I got to wipe my butt either with my non-butt-wiping dominant hand or, you know, I've got to, like, readjust my grip on my right hand. So I just felt like I didn't feel seen at the doctor's office, Tim, that they were just like, oh, you write with your left hand, then I guess everything's fine for you now. It's like, well, you guys are forgetting about the incredibly small percentage of people that are mixed dominant or cross dominant. And I wish you wouldn't. I want to see some awareness posters up here the next time I come in.
I'd like to see more representation in movies and television, Tom, for cross dominant.
I agree.
People.
I can't name one cross dominant character that I've seen. They should make a big, big, bold statement and make, you know, James Bond's cross-dominant, you know, and then people will learn about it. Bones make up 14% of a human's body weight.
You know, Tom, I was looking for that fact because you'd think it'd be more. And then you remember The bones aren't all hard. On the inside, they're soft and spongy.
They've got marrow in there. You want to hear the craziest thing about bones, Tim? Bones make blood.
The marrow.
Yeah. I mean, bone marrow, it's inside your bones. That makes blood.
Yeah, no, you screwed up the reveal there.
What?
You started talking about marrow, and then you were just like, hey, guess what?
Well,
like,
I still say, hey, guess what? Bones make blood.
Yeah, I know.
I would have never guessed that.
But you had already introduced marrow into the conversation.
All right, well, if somebody already knew it, well, it's actually the bone marrow that makes blood, then they would know that. And maybe they're sitting there right now not very impressed. But I'm still surprised because of all things that make blood, I would not think it was bones.
Right.
I've never heard of a more topsy-turvy thing in my life. And until I read about that, and I'm sure I knew that in like high school biology or something, I never knew where blood came from. I think in my mind, you were born with a certain amount of blood. And like, even when you gave blood, I was like, I guess like the blood you still have makes more blood, if that makes sense.
That would be my guess.
Yeah, right?
That's the logical.
All right, we're gonna take a pint of blood. Okay, but my blood will make more blood, right? And they're like, yeah, all right. There's cookies sure, on the way out, pal. Just get out of here.
Tom, what's the longest bone in your body? Oh, God, I set you up for a gross joke.
Tim, I don't know. This is a family podcast. I don't know if I can mention it.
Femur.
Yeah, it's the femur. Well, that makes sense if you take a look at it.
Yeah, it's also the strongest bone in your body.
I guess that makes sense. It's probably the thickest bone, right?
Yeah, it's the longest, it's the largest, it's the thickest, it's the strongest. It's a hell of a bone.
Wow, yeah, it really does sound like a hell of a bone. I am.
Hey, let's raise a glass to the femur.
I feel like if you broke your femur, that would hurt a lot.
Yeah, I know about a baby that broke its femur. It sounded like a bad scene.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to describe what the bone breaking sounded like. It's like, oh, I don't know if you need to go into those kinds of details, Tim.
What was the context in which you watched this baby break its
femur? Exactly. But yeah, so now I've just got this broken bone, Tim. I keep this little guy on. Luckily, I could still type because I just adapt now. I use my left thumb to press the space bar.
Wow. Well, I use both thumbs on the space bar.
That's what I do too, but now I've adjusted. However, my right thumb is my scrolling thumb on my phone, so I can't like scroll on my phone the way I use
that. Maybe this will get you to put that dang phone down.
I have to use my phone with two hands now, and I can't play freaking video games because I gotta use both thumbs.
How long do you have to keep the thing on?
For like a month.
Ooh, that stinks. No. You're gonna take it off early.
They said I should go to see a doctor in like a week or two.
A real doctor, yeah. Not like a cool young doctor at
well,
an urgent care.
Well, like
please.
A bone doctor, and not a scary doctor. If that's what you're thinking, not a doctor made out of bones, for example, but a doctor who specializes in bones.
Well, my nickname in college was Dr. Bone.
So I'm supposed to do that. I don't know if I'm going to do that. I feel like if everything's going swimmingly, I'm not going to mess with anything. Cause I feel like that's also a situation where I'm going to like make an appointment and go in there and the guy's going to be like, what do you want me to do? Be like, I don't know. They told me to come see you. They told me to give you this, burnt CD of my pictures of my bones.
Tom. It's called the CDR.
they gave me that. And also, they gave me that. And it didn't even like connect in my head like, oh, give this to another doctor. Where I was just like, oh, thanks. I don't have a CD-ROM reader anymore. And they were like, no, this is for the doctor. It's like, oh, right. Of course.
You know, I'm making a big deal about how I think you have a chip on your shoulder, but most doctors are just rude when you go in there.
Yeah, when you go in there and you're just like, it's the same thing that we've talked about. I know you always accuse me of being rude to any kind of employee, but when you go to a place and you like ask a question about how something works there and they're like, no, you do this, this, this. And you're like, well, I don't work here. That's why I came to ask.
You spend 40 to 60 hours a week here.
Yeah.
I don't.
And that's why I came to ask you. And that's also why you're here, to explain to people that don't work here how this works. And I feel like that's the case with doctors too, where I'm going to go in, he's going to be like, well, you want me to tell you, you broke your bone. It's still broken. Keep doing what you were doing.
There's so much talk, especially around men not going to the doctor.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, you need to be more proactive about your health and do more doctor's visits. And like, if something feels wrong, get together. And I get all that. Number one, our insurance system, our health insurance and healthcare is just insanely shitty and dystopian and awful. But also, I'm always just intimidated because the doctor is always going to be a dick to you.
Yeah.
Like, they're always going to be like ask condescending questions or take on that attitude of kind of like, all right, but like, and they're always telling you to be proactive, right? They're like, oh, go to the... And then a doctor comes in and says, I don't know what you're worried about. I don't know why you came in here.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten talks that are basically like, you're overreacting.
Yeah. It's like, I go to the doctor once every 5 years. Like,
be nice to me. No, I remember like a few years ago going to a doctor for like a routine physical. Anytime I've gone for a routine physical, they look at me like I've got 10 heads. Like, what do you mean you're here and you're not sick? Like, I don't want to get sick. And then they're like, all right, I guess we'll give you a physical. And I remember a few years ago, the doctor came in and the first thing he says is like, well, obviously you need to lose some weight. I'm like, what do you mean? Obviously, I wasn't aware I needed to lose some weight. And he was like, oh, you're 10 pounds overweight. I'm like, okay, put it to me that way. Like, I didn't know I'm 10 pounds. Okay, I'll lose 10 pounds. Come in like Walter Hudson. Obviously, you need to lose some weight. You're gonna have to take the wall off my apartment to get me in here, pal. Anyway, if you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That always helps out. You can also support the show by checking out our sponsors, but most importantly, checking out patreon.com/completeguide. For our secondary podcast, Books the Podcast, we are reading Pet Cemetery. Tim's reading Pet Cemetery for the next few weeks. You can check out those episodes as they drop on Fridays. And you get all the back episodes too. Patreon.com/complete guide. Follow us on Twitter at TCGTE. Follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. Follow us on Instagram at TCGTE. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at your pal Tim.
Yeah, so that's I don't know. I'm worried about what else is going to happen to me lately. You know, you start losing bone density after 30 years old. I don't know if that's what's happening to me.
Stinks.
And I've ever since I got the gout, I've been try and eat better. I take a multivitamin. I take other supplements. Doing everything right, according to modern medicine.
I mean, you're not getting exercise.
So?
Vitamin D?
I take vitamin D in a pill, Tim.
Ooh.
Did you know teeth are part of your skeleton, but they aren't bones?
Because there's no cartilage, Tom.
Collagen, not cartilage.
Collagen.
Cartilage is like what's in your ears.
Yeah, it's also what's in your bones.
And when your bones break, the surfaces knit themselves together to make a new bone. And sometimes that new bone, even better than the old bone. That's what I'm holding out hope for with my thumb. that my new thumb bone, 10 times better than the old thumb bone.
It's going to be bionic, Tom. You're going to be, are you envisioning that, like, you're going to go out and get to, like, a fight at a bar?
And I'm just going to whack my thumb into people.
Yeah. Ooh, thumb wars. Ooh.
I'm just going to smack people with, no, this is just regular fighting. Everybody else is fighting normal, but I'm only fighting with my thumb and destroying everyone, killing, literally killing them. Just blunt force trauma. All right. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.